Arkos Yosher Perek Chaf addresses the topic of Kavod Chaveiro, and Rav Chaim here quotes many Ma'amari Chazal, which instruct us to make sure that we are careful about honoring our friends in the same way that we're careful about our own honor. Among them, Rav Chaim quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud, which teaches us, Yihi Kavod Chaveircha Chaviv Alecha Kishalach. The kavod of one's friends must be as beloved to him as one's own kavod. Similarly, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis teaches, Hi zoharu bechvod chavreichem. One must be careful about the kavod of his friends. Uvishvil kach tizku lechayei ha'olam haba. Because of this, a person will be zoche to chayei olam haba. Rav Chaim quotes as well the well-known story in Maseches Yevamos about the 12,000 pairs of students of Rabbi Akiva who all died during the period of Sfiras HaOmer, Mipnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zeb Azeb, because they did not treat each other with respect. However, Rav Chaim then afterwards adds on from the Medrash in Koheles Rabba, Perek Yod Aleph Simen Vav, that the Medrash tells us that after that episode, Rabbi Akiva went out and he had 7 more Talmidim. And he told these Talmidim that as important as it was for them to learn Torah, they should learn from the mistake of the previous group of Talmidim. And Rabbi Akiva told them, Harishonim lo mesu ala mipnei shehaisa einehem tzara batorah zelazeh. He says the first group of Talmidim died because they did not respect each other. They did not respect the learning of their friends. And he said to them, Atem lo tiyu kein. You new group of Talmidim, you 7 Talmidim, should not be that way. And the conclusion of the Medrash is, Miyad amdu umilu kol Eretz Yisrael Torah. Immediately, this group of Talmidim got up and they filled the entire Eretz Yisrael with Torah. And we know that this group of Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva had the second time around, these were the Talmidim who form the foundation of Torah Shebaal Peh, of Mishnayos and Braisaos for Ledore Doros that we learn at Hayom Hazeh, was this second group of Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva had. And the Medrash here teaches us that the foundation of the Torah of those Talmidim was Kavod Chaveira. That the first group of Talmidim, so they did not last. With all their greatness in Torah, they didn't last because lo nagu kavod zebazeh. It was the second group, which learned from the mistake of the first group, that they did treat their friends with respect. That led to miyad amdu umilu kol eretz Yisrael Torah, and it is because of that that we have the Torah Shebaal Peh that we have ad hayom hazeh. Rav Chaim as well quotes a comment of the Mechilta at the end of Parshas Yisro, where the Mechilta teaches that one may not walk up steps to the Mizbeach. There was a ramp up to the Mizbeach. The reason for that was because the Kohen, when he's walking up to the Mizbeach, it would be improper for him to reveal part of his leg when he's walking up the steps. And the Medrash learns from here a Kal Vachomer. If the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, which have no das and have no feelings, a person must treat them with respect. So too, the mashal is, the nimshal, is that so too one's friend, another human being who's created B'Tzelem Elokim, so certainly one must treat him with respect, reminiscent of the explanation for why we cover the challah when we make Kiddush on Shabbos, that the challah should not feel embarrassed, that normally we make a hamotzi as the first bracha in the meal, and now we're making another bracha before the challah. Again, it's a mashal for kavod chaveiro, that we should learn from these inanimate objects by training ourselves to always treat everyone and everything with respect, that we'll know as well to treat our fellow human beings with respect. And Rav Chaim concludes the piece with a fascinating explanation of a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. He quotes from Rav Tzvi Kopshitz, and he explains the Mishnah of Ben Zomno Omer Ezehu Chacham Halo Min Mikol Adam. Who is a Chacham? One who learns from everybody. Ezehu Gibor, who is a strong man, Hakovesh Es Yitzro, one who conquers his Yetzer Hara. Ezehu Ashir, who is a rich man, Hasameach Bechelko, one who's happy with what he has. And Ezehu Mechubad, who is an honorable man, Hamechabed Es Habrios, one who honors other people. And Rav Chaim quotes a pshat from Rav Tzvi Kopshitz, that he explained that everything here in the Mishnah is the opposite of what we usually think. We usually think, who's a smart person? Somebody who doesn't ever need to ask anyone else anything else. People ask him. And the Mishnah teaches us the opposite of the case. A true chacham is one who always learns from other people. Who is a gibor? We would think, who's a gibor? A strong man? Somebody who's somebody who is stronger than everyone else, and no one else can control him. No one else is stronger than him. And yet the Mishnah teaches us, no, a true gibor is one who's mevater himself to other people. He's kovish his yetzer hara, and he has no problem being mevater to others. And we always think, who's an usher? Who's a rich man? A person who spends his entire life pursuing money and pursuing richness. And the Mishnah teaches us, no, exactly the opposite is true. The true usher is one who's sameach b'chelko, who's happy with his lot, who's content. And finally, if people think, who is mechubad? What does it mean to be an honorable man? We think, one who everyone gives him honor. Person who everybody is mechabit him, everyone honors him. And again, the Mishnah teaches us, no, a true honorable man is one who honors other people. We should be zolcha to fulfill the lessons of this perek in Archos Yosher, and to always be mechabit our friends and our fellow human beings.